Milkshake, milkshake, I love to see you sweat. We don't have to go to the pool if you want me to make you wet. Sorry, that's a Louis XIV song. Came on my Spotify playlist while I was getting ready to record this episode. And I hadn't listened to that song in a while, and I forgot, like, just how much fun that song and that band was. I don't know, I only ever listened to the first album. I heard that the second album sucked, because then they decided to get all serious. And that's, like, the kiss of death for, like, a band. Like, oh, we're gonna be serious and artsy and pretentious. No, I want you to sing songs about how you want to get fucking laid. Because that's what I relate to. What does this have to do with this podcast? Absolutely fucking nothing. I think all this swearing gets me, like, kind of shadow banned on YouTube. Because, ooh, you can't swear because kids might be listening. Why are kids listening to me? That freaks me out. I once did a Facebook Live where I was performing some of my songs, and my friend, like, logged on saying that his daughter was watching, and that just freaked me out. Like, why are you letting your, like, 3-year-old daughter listen to me? And the thing is, he used to be in my band, so he knew, like, what kind of fucked up shit I sing about, and he let his kid watch. That is that bad parenting? Or is it great parenting? No, actually, yeah, parents, you should make your kids listen to me. I will teach them the ways of the world. So, we're back on Baywatch Nights. And this is episode 20 of season 1, the 20th episode overall. And it is called Rendezvous. So I'm guessing someone's going to have a rendezvous with someone else. And I think there'll be more David Hasselhoff trying to make it with Angie Harmon. They're going to do it. They're going to get hooked up. It's going to happen at some point. Will it be this episode? Will they be the ones having a rendezvous? Or will it be a rendezvous between other people that ends in murder? Woo! I don't know why I just did that. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Whatever. I'm pressing play. We start off. It's nighttime. Which, good, it's Baywatch Nights. Except it seems, like, darker than usual nighttime scenes in this show, so I was having a little trouble trying to figure out what's going on. Someone left the car, and this guy, who I thought at first was David Hasselhoff, but he's just a discount David Hasselhoff, he comes up to the car, and he opens the trunk, and there's all this money that he's taken. But then, this kid, the one that left the car, comes back, and he kind of looks like a discount Jason Segel. And I'm pretty sure it's not Jason Segel, because this kid is definitely under 6 feet tall, and Jason Segel is, like, 10 feet tall. But he came back, and he was like, oh no, I didn't realize you'd be here yet, I just came back because I forgot my jacket in the car. And discount David Hasselhoff was like, oh, that's cool, yeah, I know, I mean, you weren't supposed to see me, but, no, it's totally cool, I understand, you want your jacket, so go ahead, get your jacket. And the kid's going to get his jacket, and then discount David Hasselhoff pulls out a corkscrew and stabs the kid. He's like, that cheap jacket wasn't worth your life. Which, true, in, like, maybe just, like, on a technical sense, like, it's a cheap jacket. But you don't know if that jacket maybe had super sentimental value to him. Maybe it was the last thing that his father gave to him before his father died or ran off and joined the circus. You don't know what that jacket meant to him, sentimentality. So, it might very well have been worth his life. Because he would not have been able to live with himself if he had lost the jacket that his dead father gave him. And then, after the sun goes down, someone's gonna live, someone's gonna die. And sure enough, that is what happened in the first scene. The sun went down, someone lived, the discount David Hasselhoff, and someone died. The poor kid who just wanted the jacket that his father left him. before his father went away, and he had to grow up in an orphanage. And that was the only thing that the nuns let him keep, was that jacket. It meant a lot to him. Out on the beach, Photo Boy has set up a photo shoot with Donna D'Errico, because she won't charge him, because he needs a model, and he doesn't have the money paid for a model, which, you know, is understandable. And, but generally, don't you, like, then just look for, like, a trade situation where you just find a model who's starting out and needs to build up a portfolio, and so you help out each other? Like, she does it for free, but then you let her have the photo. Although, if this is for an ad, maybe she just can't, he can't legally just do a trade, because he can't give her the rights to use it in her portfolio. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but, you know, Donna D'Errico's just dresses up in a bathing suit and gets ready, and, oh! Actually, he just needed a hand model. So, even though you dressed up and are looking hot, Donna D'Errico, only your hand is going to be in the picture, pointing to a bottle of Naya water, which I don't know if that's a real water company, but if it is, they just paid for some product placement. Meanwhile, David Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon are going fishing. Like, whoa, they're going fishing? But it's not really fishing. It's a secret rendezvous. I don't know. I don't know if it's the rendezvous of the title of the episode, but it's a rendezvous. Because they're meeting this FBI agent. And, you know, it's covert. So they're pretending to fish so that they can, so that the FBI agent can send over the files inside of a tape box, a tackle box. And, where am I going? What happened? What happened in this episode? So they're talking, and there's this guy who stole, like, tons of bonds, and he got plastic surgery and is believed to be hiding in the area. So they need the help of the Hasselhoff Detective Agency, and, you know, do it as quick as you can, and you get 20% of whatever money we recover. Which, turns out to be, like, it's kind of a gamble. Because if they catch him, and he's already spent all the money, and there's no money, 20% of zero is zero. But on the other hand, they find him, and he's got $5 million. 20% of $5 million is a lot of fucking money that I don't have right now. So, I would totally be up for taking this chance. And as the FBI agent leaves, Angie Harmon catches a fish. And I think it's a red snapper. I don't know. Because David Hasselhoff doesn't know what kind of fish it is. And he asks, like, what is this? And Angie Harmon's like, dinner. And then she spreads open her legs like, eat now. Okay, she didn't do that last part, but, oh, come on, like, your mind didn't go there as well. Then we see some bikini girls walk by on the boardwalk, and this sleazy guy is just catcalling them, like, hey, baby! Stuff, stuff, stuff! I didn't catch what exactly he said, and I'm not very good at catcalling, so I can't even, like, make up a joke, like, something like, hey, baby! Do fries come with that shake? That's not what he said, but probably something along those lines. And then this Discount David Hasselhoff comes by like, shut up, man. You're making too much noise. And Sleazeball's like, hey, babies need some love. He didn't say it like that. But, you know, they talk about like, oh, you know, there were some complications, but don't worry. We've got things set up for you. Lay low for a couple days, and then you'll be out of here, and you'll be scot-free. And over the Hasselhoff Detective Agency at, I think it's Hasselhoff's house, they're having dinner. That fish that Angie Harmon caught. And it's the three of them, Hasselhoff, Angie Harmon, and Garner. Luckily, I'm glad they did not invite Photo Boy over. Because if you've listened to, like, the last, like, however many episodes since Photo Boy joined the group, I hate Photo Boy! And the less we see of him, the happier I am. So they have dinner and they discuss the case and the guy they're looking for. He's very competitive and likes racquetball. And of course he's going to know that the FBI is going to be keeping an eye on, like, large cash purchases. So Gardner's going to get to the street and decide, like, oh, you know, let me put my ear to the street and find out who's new in town and spending some fat cash. And Angie Harmon's like, and I'm going to go talk to that FBI guy because I think he's hiding something from us. And Hasselhoff is left to do the dishes. I'm sorry, Hasselhoff. But, you know, it is the 90s. You're an enlightened male. You do the dishes. Now, Photo Boy goes up to Donna DiArco, and he's like, I've got the proofs from photo shoot. We want to check them out. And she's like, no, I've seen my hand. I know what it looks like. And he's like, well, my client's going to be happy. Which I'm thinking the client's not like the water bottle company. It's probably a guy with a hand fetish. Which, dude, you could probably make some good money catering to hand fetish people. And Photo Boy's like, you know, I think I'm going to do a photo essay on David Hasselhoff and just go around and just take pictures of him. And then DiArco's like, that's not like a good idea. Because, you know, that is stalking, Photo Boy. That is stalking. Oh, I'm doing a photo essay, so I'm going to take pictures of this person without them knowing. That is fucking stalking! That's like, that's the definition of stalking. No, Photo Boy. I know we all want to go follow David Hasselhoff's life and take pictures of him all the time. And, I mean, I guess that's more, I guess you could just then be like, I'm paparazzi. You're stalking, dude. You're going to stalk him. And stalk him he does. He follows David Hasselhoff, and Hasselhoff's meeting with some bookie to, you know, get the word on the street, find out, like, who's new in town. And the bookie's not sure, but, you know, he does know a guy that does, like, a racquetball racket. Maybe he'll know. So they go. Meanwhile, Garner goes to a fence guy. Not a guy that builds fences, but, you know, fences, like, stolen items and stuff. And the guy's like, where's your warrant, dude? Well, he didn't say dude, but where's your warrant? And Garner's like, I don't need one. I'm not a cop anymore. And the fence is like, well, if you're not a cop, you get on out of here because you've got no leverage. You got no juice. You can't do anything. And the fence is like, buddy is like, yeah, grr, get out of here. And before you can say police brutality, Garner beats the shit out of that guy. And he just walks into the back room where all the stolen merchandise is, picks up a baseball bat, and just starts smashing the shit out of merchandise. Smashes a big screen TV, smashes some dirt bikes. Oh my god, it's glorious. And the fence guy is like, you can't do this! And Garner's like, yes I can. And really, what is this guy gonna do? Like, call the cops and be like, this crazy guy just destroyed all this stolen merchandise? Like, oh, oops. Yeah, I'm doing illegal things. Can't really say anything about it. So, yeah, I'll keep my eyes out on the street, and I think I might know a guy. Just please don't trash this awesome car that I bought stolen. Garner's fucking awesome. You know, as much as I praise David Hasselhoff, when Garner gets on his fucking, like, berserker rages, like, it's a good thing he's not a cop anymore, because it would be, like, just serious police brutality. But Garner is fucking awesome. He kicks ass. I think he kicks ass more than Hasselhoff. He is the secret weapon in this group. So Angie Harmon goes to see the FBI agent, and she's like, there's more you're not telling us. And because she's super brilliant after reading the file, she figures out, you know, this guy has a wife and child. He was in the file and then kind of disappeared after the trial. So she's in Federal Witness Protection Agency and someone goofed up and now he knows where they are. And it was you, wasn't it? And the FBI agent's like, yeah, it was me. So that's why the FBI agent, he's got to keep it on the down low because, you know, he fucked up and he needs, you know, the help of the Hasselhoff Detective Agency to save the day. Meanwhile, the bookie has brought Hasselhoff down to the racquetball court, where this guy Hasselhoff is playing some racquetball, and Hasselhoff challenges him, like, hey, let's play a game. And it gets very physical, and they're pretty much knocking each other down, but Hasselhoff just creams him, completely smokes him, because Hasselhoff is awesome at racquetball. And, of course, Discount Hasselhoff is all like, grrr! He's not happy about it. And Hasselhoff notices a matchbook for someplace called Gizmos. And, you know, keep that in mind. Possible clue, let me go check Gizmos later. And Discount Hasselhoff, you know, he's like, maybe I'll see you there. Which, he's going to go to Gizmos to try to kill Hasselhoff. And I think they're going to have a rendezvous. I don't know. There's been a lot of, like, rendezvous in this episode. Maybe they're just like, hey, a lot of people just meet up. So, it's a rendezvous! Meanwhile, Photo Boy has been watching this whole thing and taking pictures. Because he's stalking Hasselhoff! And you can't even say it's for your job as a private detective. Which, if you think about it, private detective is someone who gets paid to stalk people. It's like a, it's kind of a fine line. So, you know, if you ever get caught stalking someone, you just tell the police, I'm a private detective. I mean, you probably need a license. So get your private detective license first, and then start stalking people. And you've got an excuse. Oh, I'm not stalking, I'm private detectiving. Now, after Hasselhoff leaves, Photo Boy keeps taking pictures of Discount Hasselhoff. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe he just figures that, well, Hasselhoff was probably on a case, so these pictures might help. Except he is so not smooth about taking pictures of this guy. He's like super obvious that Discount Hasselhoff just tells his thugs, like, yeah, see that guy over there? He's taking pictures of me. And they're like, well, yeah, obviously. He's not even hiding the fact that he's taking pictures of you. And Discount Hasselhoff's like, yeah, go find out what's going on. And so they start chasing after Photo Boy. And one of the thugs, I think I seen him in one of the Kickboxer movies. Because he's got this weird, like, Shaolin monk thing going on with his hair. Like, his head is completely shaved, except for, like, one part in the back, which is, like, a long ponytail. And it's not, like, a skullet thing. Because it's, like, his head's shaved all the way around, except for, like, this one circular area on the in the middle of the back of his head. And from there, he grew out this super long ponytail. So it kind of looks like those Shaolin monks in, like, kung fu movies. Martial arts movies. Not all of them are kung fu. That is racist to me. More racist is this guy because I don't think he's Asian. I'm pretty sure he's white. And I'm pretty sure that I saw him in one of the Kickboxer movies and thought that, like, wow, that is fucking racist of him to try to look like a Shaolin monk when he's obviously white. So they chase after him and he gives them a slip. He knocks a garbage bin over the Shaolin monk one, and the other one's like, what's wrong with you? You let him get away! Because Photo Boy jumps on the back of a truck, and the truck keeps driving. Like, the truck driver doesn't stop and go, who the fuck are you, and why are you on my truck? And the truck driver just keeps driving, like he wouldn't notice that some guy just jumped into the pickup area of his truck. I mean, at least, like, if it was, like, he caught onto a bus or something and rode away, like, yeah, the bus driver's not going to notice some guy jumping on the back. Because I knew a kid in grade school who used to do that all the time. He would just jump onto the back of the bus, of, like, the public transportation bus, and just ride along, just holding on to the back of it. It was kind of wild and crazy. I don't know if he's dead now. But, yeah, the guy driving the pickup truck didn't realize that Photo Boy jumped into the back and just keeps driving. And the non-Shaolin monk dog goes to the other one. And he's, like, so super fucking, like, stereotypical, like, Italian mobster guy. Like, ah, what's the matter with you? You let the kid get away. And as he walks, he's got his gun in his back pocket. And his, like, suit jacket is, like, stuck behind the gun. Like, it's... I don't know if I can explain it, but it was just, like... Maybe the point of the scene was just, he's having a bad day! Hey, I got my suit jacket caught up with my gun! Oh, no! The bosses are really gonna get me now! So Photo Boy tells the rest of the Hasselhoff Detective Agency, yeah, I think Mitch's guy, the guy Hasselhoff found, I think that's probably the one because he sent thugs after me. And they're like, why would he do that? I was taking pictures of him. Why the fuck would you do that? I thought it would help. Meanwhile, Garner and the FBI guy go check out the address that the fence gave them, and they quickly give up, thinking, not him, because this guy, whoever's in this house, has a bunch of call girls being sent to him, and our guy isn't the type to get hookers. And so then, Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon, and Donna DeArco, because she's being used as a pawn, go to the nightclub, Gizmos, and they figure, like, maybe we can make them jealous, because Donna DeArco's hot, and Angie Harmon, I mean, me personally, I think she's hot, and I probably would choose Angie Harmon over Donna DeArco, but for the sake of the show, you know, Angie Harmon's the plain one, so, you know, Donna DeArco's the hot one, and don't get me wrong, Donna DeArco is also hot, I just think Angie Harmon's hotter. And so, you know, this guy Hasselhoff comes by to the table, and he's like, hey, can I take this dance? And Donna DeArco's is like, no. And Angie Harmon's like, Hasselhoff, can I please dance with him? And Hasselhoff's like, no. Which I hope that's just all part of the act of, like, oh, yeah, you're pretending that Hasselhoff is, like, this big, suave guy that has two women, and he has control over them. Because, I mean, that was the profile of Discount Hasselhoff, is that, you know, he likes to control women. And so the real Hasselhoff is just pretending to be like that to make him jealous. And then Donna DeArco, who's not wearing a bra, as happens so much on Baywatch properties, because it's very nipply in the club, she starts dancing with some random guy. Because it's supposed to make Discount Hasselhoff jealous, right? So while they're doing their stakeout at the club, the thugs manage to find the wife's house, and they knock on the door like, hey, the FBI! Fucking Italian thug. Hey, we gotta move ya! I know it's late, but it's an emergency! And the wife, not thinking any of it, like, oh! Who would know that the FBI is coming to get me? So she opens the door, and it's the thugs, and they take her. And while they're taking her, we cut back and forth between that and Donna DeArco dancing on the dance floor. And she's amazing. So amazing that Hasselhoff and Angie Harmon focus so much on the dancing that the Discount Hasselhoff slips out the back. Like, oh no, oops. And the FBI agent and Garner show up and like, oh, yeah, shit's gonna go down. And they can't call the FBI because, you know, red tape and all that. So by the time the FBI can do anything, they'll be long gone. So they're gonna use their connections or something. And they're gonna try to find out, like, okay, let's keep an eye on all the planes. And we're gonna catch this guy. Okay, I'm thrown off because I had a bunch of stuff come in. And I'm not gonna go and rewatch, like, the last 10 minutes of this. Yeah, they figure out which, hangar it is that the guy's going in, they beat him up in a very, like, kind of boring fight scene, and then they get paid from the FBI agent, and it's, like, $450 for the five of them. Oh, boy, that's not a lot of money to split, but Photo Boy is happy because it's the first time he's made money from being a private eye. And end scene. I don't know, this was a pretty lame episode, I think. Other than Garner, like, just kicking ass, because he's kicking ass. So yeah, I don't have much to say. I hope they pick up with the next one. At least the title Rendezvous. There were so many rendezvous in here, so they could have been any one of them. So I think I've got like 24 episodes left to go in the series. I'm glad I'm doing Baywatch Nights and not like Baywatch Days, which has like 1,000 episodes, I think. But till next time, I love you guys.